Duke Energy has signed a deal to buy natural gas recycled from swine and poultry waste. The contract helps Duke meet state renewable energy rules. And WFAE environmental reporter David Borax reports it also helps solve the problem of what to do with North Carolina's growing amount of animal waste.
North Carolina is the nation's second largest hog-producing state, and most production is in eastern North Carolina. That's where a Colorado company named Carbon Cycle Energy plans to build a new plant to produce what's called biogas. The plant will capture methane from hog and poultry waste, purify it, then deliver it through existing pipelines to four of Duke's gas-fired power plants near Salisbury, Wilmington, Goldsboro, and Eden along the Dan River. Duke will get enough methane to produce about 125,000 megawatt hours of electricity annually, which would power about 10,000 homes for a year. Spokesman Randy Wheelis says the company eventually will generate 0.2% of its consumer electricity this way.
So that's still a small, very small portion of our overall electricity production, but it goes a long way to help alleviate the waste issue in North Carolina and gives us a way to take that and do something productive, which is generate electricity.
Last week, state regulators approved a similar deal, which calls for Duke to buy methane from plants in Oklahoma and Missouri. The deals help Duke comply with a 2007 state law that requires power producers to expand their use of alternative energy sources. Carbon Cycle Energy is still scouting for locations in the eastern part of the state and would need state and local approvals. Duke says an announcement could come within a month. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.